Natone did not practice today. He's not recovering as fast as we thought. He made some progress practice Saturday, but it's not coming along.
Was he able to do much yesterday, or was he just testing it out?
Tested yesterday.
With Cam Newton, I guess, where have you seen his progression in his 3+ years now?
I mean, he's a big time player. I mean, he's obviously the focal point of their offense. I mean, to be able to be productive through the air and obviously, running the football. So, looks a lot more comfortable and doing some new things here the last 2 years since the last time we saw him. So, excellent player.
Like, generally, what are the keys to defending their read option, especially the dynamic that Cam has
with size? Well, read option, obviously it's a form of a run. So, gap control and making sure you're in tune with your keys. We got to get off blocks and we got to tackle him. I mean, he's a big man.
Tremont and Shields coming along?
Getting better. Really, they didn't give me really any updates today. So, Tremont is still further ahead of Sam. Practice. The last team period was probably half of what it was last week, but other than that, they were really flying around. We were about eight, nine minutes ahead. Schedule going into the last minute. I don't know what exactly it came out to be, but the last period was cut back.
How do you think they sort of bounce back? How do you think they bounce back from the heat playing in Miami?
Oh no, they're fine. Yeah, they had a chance to bounce back. Monday, Tuesday, they were sharp. The team was sharp yesterday. Practice, we just had helmets only. So today, the energy and the fundamental drills, the half line drills, the inside drills. So our padded work was what it needed to be. So I'm actually excited to watch the tape.
Mike, what kind of receiver is Kelvin Benjamin? I know he's got the concussion thing; he may not play. But what have you seen?
Well, I think you just look at his big physical, goes up, and get the football. He's obviously looks to be a favorite target, for Cam Newton. So, he's got big time ability, huge catching radius. So,
Greg Olson.
I think Greg's playing excellent. I mean, that's his, I'm not exactly what his numbers are, but we've always had a lot of respect for Greg all the way back to Chicago and played well against us down there. He's having a heck of a year.
Mike, how much has the competition within your cornerback group helped elevate the play?
Competition helps everything. I mean, it helps coaches, helps everybody. So it's anytime you have a group that is as competitive as our cornerback room is, it's very healthy. And I think Joe Witt does an outstanding job of continuing to stoke and promote the competitiveness.
With Cam, he hadn't run the ball too much up until last week, and he ran it a bunch. So when you're scouting those guys, do you put an extra weight on last week's game and maybe a little less on pass games? Or I guess how do you get ready for a team like that?
You look at all the tape, You look at, obviously, the full game. I think you can fall in the traps of just looking at certain personnel groups and making, final decisions and opinions on just situational cut-ups and things like that. So you look at all the tape and you take it all in. But, the productivity, obviously, offensively last week was probably the best of the year.
Mike, is working Jared Boykin back in going to be a process?
Jared Boykin? I don't think so. I thought, yesterday he needed to go through the practice to kind of get through, and so he did a bunch of stuff today. So how he goes through the evaluation tomorrow will probably be a pretty good indicator.
If he was needed for depth, is Demetri Goodson at a place where you guys could bring him in?
You got 63 guys in the building that we're counting on. So Demetri will jump in a heartbeat if he's needed. He's ready to go.
Mike, what's the value of having someone like Jared Bush, though, as well, that when you do need him, even like last Sunday against Miami?
Well, I mean, Jared's the same guy every day. I mean, I don't know if we had anybody, all of our players work hard, but he's super, super committed, always ready to go. So, you know, he's played so much football for us and has done this repeatedly. So, he'll step up when his number's called.